Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, this is your host Steve Dawson, and welcome to the One Life podcast. I wanted to put this episode out today as a little teaser. This is about a 10-minute long excerpt from one of the episodes of the One Life podcast that's going to be coming out in October. And I wanted to share this with both subscribers to the One Life podcast, but also to my listeners of the Music Makers and Soul Shakers podcast, of which there will be a new episode coming this week. But in the meantime, I wanted to introduce you to this show and hopefully get people to subscribe to the One Life podcast in advance of it coming out on October the 12th. So what's going to happen on the 12th is the entire show is going to be released. It's broken up into 10 parts. Each part ranges from about 24 minutes to about 40 minutes. They all are completely improvised. The subject of the show is Mr. Jim Burns. And if you know Jim, you know what an incredible singer and character and just general all-around storyteller he is. If you don't know who Jim Burns is, you're in for a real treat. He grew up in St. Louis, and he's lived in Vancouver for many years. I've worked with him on many musical projects over the years, and this was something new and different that we decided to do last year. This was done well before the pandemic, but the pandemic allowed me to actually get it finished. If you don't know already, what it is Jim improvises stories from his life, basically his life story, although it's not completely meant to be an autobiography. It's more being a raconteur. And while he's doing that, in the next room, me and my band were improvising music based off of what he was saying, and we all were kind of feeding off of each other. And that happened for 2 days. We did it for hours and hours and hours, and then I edited some of it down, but basically what you're hearing is what went down on those 2 days of recording like this. If you could do us a huge favor and subscribe to the show on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It's also available on Google and will be available on other platforms, but those are the main ones. And actually, Apple Podcasts is still the main one. And if you feel like helping us out, you could go and leave a review of the show, even though the show's not out yet. It would be really helpful if on the day that the show comes out, if there was already some reviews. That helps with the placement of the show on the day that the episodes all come out. So since it's not going to be an episodic thing where it's week to week, we could really use your help in advance of the release date to get those reviews in place and to help promote the show within the Apple Podcast world. So please head on over there, give it a nice 5-star rating, and leave a little review. It would be really helpful. And so in the meantime, here is a 10-minute excerpt. I don't remember what episode this is from. I think it's probably episode 7 or something. And this is me and my band, essentially, and we're improvising at this point. And this is probably 25 minutes into some other story. And Jim starts talking about a little encounter with Tom Waits after doing a Doritos commercial. So here it is. Enjoy, and please subscribe. And we'll see you in a few weeks when the entire season comes out. Thanks for listening.
I had been doing these, singing these jingles and stuff. So I got a call from one of the locals, you know, the guys that I worked with all the time. And I went in to do a commercial for, it was for Doritos, you know, the corn chips. And so we had gone in and, the producers were there, the guys up from the States. And we did, and then it was sort of a takeoff on a Tom Waits uh, piece from his album Nighthawks at the Diner, Step Right Up. And it was based on that. Okay, so we went in and on they should, you know, the usual stuff. And can we try that again? Well, that was good, but let's do it again. Could you try it this way? Could you try it that way? And we got to the end. Everybody seemed happy. Okay, cool. This is a good situation. And I went home, and the check came, and that was great. You know, I've been. So here it is, and this would have been, late September of, it would have been October of 1988. My daughter Caitlin had been born in September, and just 3 days after my birthday, after my 40th birthday, my daughter Kate was born. And we had gone down. This was the first time we had really taken her out. We went out and we went down to Granville Island and did some shopping and this, that, and the other. And we got home and we were exhausted. And so I went and kind of go have a bit of a nap before dinner. And there was the doorbell rang. And I thought, oh man, who can this be? The Jehovah's Witnesses or something, you know? And I was able to peek out the window to see what was there. And it was a fellow that I didn't know. And Tom Waits, yes, that Tom Waits, was standing on our porch. Now, I had met Tom when it would have been 1975 or something. I was in New York City visiting some friends, and I'd been down, and when I'd been on a trip down in Mexico, I met this fellow, Bo, who was one of Tom's roadies. Anyway, we had run into one another in New York in the Village in 1975, and so here it is, 12 years later or whatever, 13 years later, and Tom is standing on my porch, and what is this about? So I go down and open the door, and the guy goes, "Hi, I'm Bill Feldman. I'm a private investigator from San Francisco." And they, "Yeah, Tom Waits, please come in, you guys. And sit down. You want a beer or whatever? You know, what is this about?" Okay, so it turns out that this commercial that I had done for Doritos, based sort of on one of Tom's tunes. To make a long story short, they had taken this to the PepsiCo or whoever it is that actually owns that company, you know, and one of the execs there said, "Oh, this is not exactly what we wanted. We wanted Tom Waits." So it ends up that they had originally approached Tom about doing this commercial, and Tom said, "I don't do commercials. Okay, I do not sell my persona. This is me. This is that, and I don't do commercials." And so he had turned them down, and they were not the only ones he had turned down, but. But in there, you know, so they had this thing, and when the guys who produced it for my version, you know, thought it was fine. But when they got to the big company, there was an executive who thought, this is not exactly what I wanted, Tom Waits. And so they had gone to a guy named Stephen Carter, who lives in Austin, Texas, and does a Tom Waits tribute act. And they got him to do it. And Tom had heard this on the radio and flipped out that, you know, someday they had gone and gotten a sound alike and done this whole thing. So they were going to take them to court over, stealing his persona and his work and his copyrighted work. And they wanted me. So we had a big long meeting. I talked about the session that we had done and how it went, et cetera, et cetera. And so they wanted me to come down. And in fact, I did go down. To Los Angeles, appeared in federal court, District 3 federal court, in front of a judge and a jury to hear this case about how they had stolen, you know, they had stolen Tom's persona and work. And they got me up on the stand, and I talked about, because their defense was, oh, it's just a coincidence that, you know, there's a lot of guys who sound like Louis Armstrong or, you know, got a gravelly voice, and you can, you know, and they were trying to just protect themselves by saying that it's a coincidence that it sounded exactly like Tom Waits. Well, anyway, I got on the stand and talked about all the work I had done and some of the people I had imitated, you know, for commercials, Otis Redding and Louis Armstrong and gravelly voice guys, okay? And so we, and this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Being Los Angeles, as opposed to just reading depositions, they had actors come up and sit on the stands. And the fellow, Howard King, was our lawyer. And he would, you know, cross-examine them, and they would read these depositions as if they were the commercial producer or the executive at the station who didn't think this didn't meet his standards. So anyway, long story short, the judge and jury heard all this stuff, and they found in favor of Tom Waits, and Tom was awarded $2.5 million. Which I'm sure the Howard King lawyer would have gotten a big chunk of that. But so it's, I don't know, maybe a month or so later, I get a package in the mail. A harmonica case, a Marine Band harmonica case. You've all seen them. And so, you know, in this package, I open it up. And I open it up, and it was like a gravity knife. One of these, you know, L.A. Street gang gravity knife. And a little handwritten note from Tom Waits saying, "Dear Jim, thanks for helping me cut through the bull. Your pal, Tom." So it's a pretty exciting time and a lot of neat stuff was really happening and this was all at the same time the Wise Guy stuff was happening, and we were, oh man, some of the stories. Funny, we were in Chicago for to go up and visit a friend of ours. It was at Christmas time, and Mom and Dad had come with me and my wife Robin, and I have a really good friend up there. In fact, I was part of an investor in his restaurant up there in Chicago, and so we had gone up to spend a part of the Christmas holidays, and we were in one of the Tony hotels there on the Gold Coast, and in the bar, I had given my dad my crew jacket. Said Wise Guy on the back, and my dad was wearing it. And this guy came up and he said, "Oh yeah, I saw that show on TV, you know, yeah, that's pretty good. They do a pretty good job." He said, "Yeah, I'm under 6 federal indictments myself right now." You know, in this bar in Chicago, this guy said, "Oh yeah, that was we had a good laugh." A really good laugh. Like I say, I'm so glad that it didn't happen until later in my life, because it really didn't go to my head. I just realized I've been blessed. I'm so lucky, and I got this job that I love. There you go, man.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.